As we mentioned earlier, the Kawerau Gorge is the only known outlet for Lake Wakatipu. The Maori name Kawerau, often mispronounced Kawera, literally means many rapids. The Kawerau Gorge was, in the 1860s, the site of major gold mining activities. It saw a great influx of miners, many from China, who built stone houses on the riverside. Chinese miners often worked through diggings and tailings that other miners had hurriedly worked ahead of them. Because they were patient and thorough, they were often rewarded with more gold than the miners who went before them. Most Chinese gold miners came from the Kwantung province of South China. In the late 1800s, they left the widespread poverty, opium wars, rebellions, and feuding clans of homeland China behind them to join in the search for gold here in Otago. But as they worked their diggings here in Otago, these Chinese gold miners were harassed and ostracized. This was the reason why they had taken to the hills and lived literally in rock dwellings underground. The first Chinese arrived in Cromwell in late 1866, and by 1870, most Chinese miners preferred to live in rock shelters within the river gorges and gullies near their mining claims. Because of the considerable harassment and racial discrimination the Chinese suffered at the hands of the Europeans, many of the rock shelters were well hidden or located with precarious accesses. Several shelters were arranged in groups of three or four, with one or two appearing to form the social hub of the group. Generally, the miners built up their dwellings by walling up the front of a rock overhang with slabs of split schist rock mortared with mud, or by excavating space beneath boulders and building backfilled retaining walls. Most of these dwellings were mere sleepouts, with little more space than it takes to lie down and shelter from the elements. Some, however, were much more roomy, with plenty of space to walk around. Many had inbuilt fireplaces and chimneys that would have been used for cooking and heating. Due to the prejudice against the Chinese, the first of a series of restrictive immigration acts was passed in 1881. But by then, the Chinese population was declining. New Zealand was becoming a less attractive place to live. The easily won gold was exhausted, and there was little more to be earned from small-scale mining. By the early 1900s, the dwellings were gradually abandoned as the miners left or died. By 1920, the rock shelters were deserted. The road through the gorge follows the same route used by the coaches and pack horses in the 1860s. As you can imagine, without the benefit of a sealed road, this was an extremely hazardous trip.